Four-Pack Time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
Juergens jacket from Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.
This little pullover?
A little pullover you got there.
That's former. It is. It's got the old logo, too. We had a rainbow logo. Now yes. We have more of a sunshine logo. I don't know. This is probably mid-late 90s.
That's not bad,
mid
huh?
to late 90s, I suppose.
You're a thrifty fellow. What do you...
Well, I've got some...
What are you opening?
It's a mail.
You gonna open it on the air?
Yeah. It's,
is it from down south?
It's from down south. So,
I get back after a week away, and the next thing you know, we have mail from down south.
Well, before you left, before you went out west, I was hinting that no one had recognized my 31st anniversary here, and it was on a Sunday, March 15th, and it went right by everyone, and so I was kind of hinting that maybe we can wait on this.
Let's wait till the end, okay?
But I was hinting that maybe I. Could get something in the mail from our friend down south, and by golly, it arrived. A couple of things. And
super.
I haven't opened them.
All right, we'll open them live on the air. That's scintillating audio for everybody.
Considering the source, that's risky.
Let's do the 4 o'clock four pack. Top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show, sponsored today by Famous Dave's in Fargo. If you are the name a number between 10 and 30, Driggy.
24.
If you're the 24th texter that texts Mike BBQ or Mike Barbecue, what?
BBQ?
BBQ,
I
barbecue.
You were gonna say Bieber-Q.
No. Mike Barbecue or Mike BBQ, 24th texter to 35270, you will win two complimentary meals from Famous Dave's new $7 under $7 menu. Go. Number four on the four-pack today, Juergy. Iowa Senate candidate Joni Ernst, a Republican, has released her first television ad, actually yesterday. It's a 30-second commercial in which she vows to cut wasteful spending by drawing on her past.
Yes.
What is her past, you might ask?
She's a farm girl.
Let Joni tell you herself what her past is.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Joni Ernst, mother, soldier, conservative.
My parents taught us to live within our means. It's time to force Washington to do the same. To cut wasteful spending,
Joni Ernst,
repeal Obamacare,
going to
and
D.C.
balance the budget.
To
I'm
castrate
Joni Ernst,
people.
And I approve this
no,
message
castrate
because
spending.
Washington's full of big spenders. Let's make them squeal.
Wow, yeah, if you castrate them, they're going to squeal all right, Joni. Holy cow.
It's playing well in Dubuque.
Des Moines.
I'll
Des Moines
bet it
and
is.
Dubuque and Waterloo.
I would bet in Iowa that ad's hitting home there, don't you think?
She's going to go to Washington and castrate some Democrats.
That's not what
absolutely.
She said exactly.
Chop them right off, Joni.
She didn't say that.
You chop them off. Yeehaw!
She didn't say that.
That's what she wanted
to say.
Well,
she said that she grew up. Doing that.
I'm going to cut wasteful, so I'm going to castrate wasteful spending.
And you've seen the video, there's hogs in it. And they're hogs resting.
Is there uncomfortable male senators in the ad,
the
too?
The pork comparison. I would bet in Iowa that is the very, I don't know where she's at in the polls or how.
I have no idea.
Where she's at, but it grabbed your attention.
Well, it certainly did. It's making me sit uncomfortably in my chair right now in Fargo, so. I guess that we all know who Joni Ernst, the castrator, is. Sweet! Ned Beatty. Well, we're not going to go on.
No.
Number three, Jared Allen. You know who he is, Driggy?
Yes, he used to play for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes, he was a defensive lineman and a good one for the Vikings for a long time. He is no longer with the Vikings because the Vikings said, you're old, we don't want you anymore, we got to pay too much money. He has signed with the Chicago Bears, Driggy.
Yes.
An NFC North rival, one of the rivals of the Vikings, Jared Allen, has signed with the Chicago team.
Have you seen the numbers? I'd sign too.
4 years, the first 2 years of the 4 years for $32 million?
I believe there's a $15 million guarantee.
$15.5 million guarantee.
$15.5 million.
I would have signed two.
I would have. And, yeah, he's been around the league quite a while.
Long time, yes.
How old is he?
32.
So 32, and he signed for $32 million.
Yes.
Do you think there's anything He probably just said, hey, I'm 32, I want 32.
Symbiotic there? Is that the right word?
And Mark Trestman says we're happy to have him.
Former, he's a dragon, you know.
Former Morehead State quarterback.
Yes.
I think he played with was he back in the days of Ed Schultz?
Did he succeed Ed Schultz or did he precede Ed Schultz?
I know they know each other. And so the Bears are happy to have him. He's getting up there. But it was clear that he wasn't going to stay with Minnesota. So it'll be kind of interesting to see 69 in the black.
Wonder what he thinks of Joni Ernst's ad. Jared Allen will have something entertaining to say. I know that.
He's kind of got his...
He's got his own thing going?
Yeah, his old whatever he does when he makes a sack.
Oh, yeah, he does the calf roping thing. Yeah.
I doubt if he's seen or heard the ad of Joni Ernst in Iowa. He's been very busy.
He could rope the pigs and she could castrate them right there. He could rope the senators in D.C. and then Joni Ernst could castrate them.
If he had signed with the Redskins.
That's right. Oh, don't say that on there. That's a bad name. Number two, this is a...
Washington.
NFL team from Washington.
Okay.
This is a sad story out of New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Is that where they make the bowling balls? Is that where the bowling equipment? Brunswick?
No, that's just a company called Brunswick.
I always thought it was in New Brunswick.
No, the hammer. Bowling balls are very... Loves you brought it up. Speaking of bowling balls.
I'm sorry.
You would be surprised at the technology and the angst that goes into bowling balls from bowling aficionados. I have one bowling ball. It's an all-purpose bowling ball that Greg McCullough, the head golf pro at Edgewood, just gave to me. He said, here, don't use the pink ones off the rack anymore. Here's at least a black bowling ball.
Three holes, fingers fit well.
Yeah, I got two fingers in my thumb in the old bowl. But these guys who are good, like McCullough and Tim Cousy and Steve Malachowski, these guys have like 10 different bowling balls. I bet McCullough has 40 bowling balls in his basement.
No.
Yep. No kidding.
When I bowl and I don't, you've never seen me bowl.
No.
But it's very rare, usually at Northern Airlines in Fergus Falls over the holidays. I just pick one off the rack, usually about a 16 pounder.
That's pretty heavy.
Is that heavy?
No, it's heavy.
You just got to pick one that fits your fingers. When you can't afford your own ball like McCullough and you've got a whole garage full.
You've got uncommon strength. You have Jared Allen type strength to be swinging a 16-pound bowling ball around.
Now, Tebow upstairs is quite an accomplished bowler.
Tebow upstairs?
Tim.
Oh, yeah, Tim.
He's quite an accomplished bowler.
He got a perfect game recently.
I didn't know that he was a bowler at all. He told me he was a 16-pounder.
But look, he's a huge man. Like 6'8".
That's about what I
275.
Use. That's about what I use.
He rolled a perfect game recently. 300 game at Sunset Lanes.
Yeah, I understand that.
He sent me the video and it was of somebody's knee, so I didn't know what was going on until he told me the next day at work.
I can't even get a strike with the bumpers, so I just...
Number two on our list, gruesome story out of New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh, he already gave us the ding?
Yeah, he already gave us the ding.
Okay.
A man was struck and killed by a train Tuesday in a gruesome scene that left others on the New Brunswick station platform injured. Now, you might ask, how would other people standing on the platform be injured?
Parts of the train, something broke loose?
Nope. Parts of the man's body flew off him and hit other people. And I'm not making fun of this. This is terrible. Preliminary eyewitness accounts suggest that the man was struck after leaning into the path of an oncoming train while standing on the platform. As a result of the collision, at least four other people waiting on the platform were struck by parts of the man's body and injured. That's one I've never heard of before.
No, that's a first.
Oof.
Yeah. No, that is... unfortunately, I've been to a number of train fatalities in and around the area, and they're never...
They're not enjoyable in any way, shape, or form.
No, it's something we don't like to cover, and yes, thank you.
Number one. I switched this one up on you, Jerky.
I don't know where we're going anyway.
We're going off the rails here. Saul Phillips, remember him?
So I'm in here today. Yeah, he looked good.
Yeah.
He was
very relaxed, very funny.
In his chair, had his feet up.
He could. Khakis.
He
could do this job better than I... He could be a radio host.
He could. I think he's doing okay. Probably a little more money in what he does.
Probably. And the next job, whatever it might be, whenever it might be, is going to pay him.
Now, you said 50-50 the other day. You think that he's probably going to be...
I think 50-50. Yeah. I'll still stick with it. Even though he said that he's not been contacted, his agent has not been contacted, there's been no indication at all that anybody's interested in Saul Phillips to coach their team other than NDSU.
Well, Heitkamp had his number blocked. He can't. His phone, he hasn't had, hasn't rang for days because Heitkamp knows somebody in the business. and Saul Phillips' phone has been blocked.
Yeah.
He can't. No one can call him.
Saul Phillips.
He loves the weather here, too, especially this year.
Yeah, he sure does. Saul Phillips did this after NDSU lost to San Diego State.
Not only this season, but this week.
Only the greatest professional week of my life. Got to watch group guys that deserved it and wanted it so bad and made it a priority in their life. It did everything I asked them to do this season. Wow. Let's just say this. It's why I do what I do. And I'm losing six guys out that door. Charles Barkley can make fun of me now. It's fine. Hey, I love these guys.
So he mentioned Charles Barkley can make fun of him because the NBA analyst makes fun of people who cry after sporting events.
It's an emotional moment
for him. But he said Charles Barkley can make fun of me.
And he did.
So, well, he made fun of North Dakota more than... Okay. But here's what happened. Saul Phillips today said and asked me and told me, rather, that Charles Barkley called him and said, Saul, let's play golf together. And Saul said, Charles, I'd love to play golf together. So Charles Barkley and Saul Phillips are going to play golf together in Arizona during the NBA playoffs sometime in May or June.
June or July, aren't they? They go forever.
They do.
That's fun.
So, Barkley's going to tee it up with Phillips. That's kind of a nice little story.
Very nice. Saul was going anyway, right?
Yeah, I think he was going down there anyway. Then Barkley said, let's get together and play some golf so I don't have to come to North Dakota. Well, no, he didn't say that.
Barkley. Maybe you could go along.
I wasn't invited. I've played golf with Saul, and he didn't seem to be all that thrilled about it.
He played with Charles
Barkley. Never asked me back. Well, what does that tell you about me?
You're a pretty good golfer.
Well, no, I'm not.
All right, should we get to the surprises from down south?
Yes, you should.
As I had mentioned here, before you went to the Pacific Northwest, you didn't get any trouble out there, did you at all?
No.
With that law out there.
I didn't think so.
Let's see here. This is from our friend in Breckenridge, who's a real good friend of the show. Jurgi, 31 years, you are still in the honeymoon stage. Go for it. Wild Bill, congratulations. Well, thank you, Bill. And then he sent separately something here. I'll let you open this.
Well,
this is
why?
WB Breck, Minnesota. That's all he says. Okay. Mr. News at KFGO. That's what he writes
That's
on
you.
It.
You're
what's
Mr.
He
News.
Write, what's he write on the envelope?
Fragile, throw with care.
So I don't know what
I used to have a shirt that said that when I was a kid.
I don't know what that is. Some heirloom.
Oh, look at that. It's an heirloom. It's a plate with some shoveler ducks on it that says souvenir of Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
Whoa.
See, that's a personalized gift from Bill to you.
That has to be very, very
valuable.
Well, old, I was going to say. I don't know about that. They at Lake Alice? Are they down at the levee? I wonder where they are.
I don't know.
Very nice. I would bet that's 50s, 60s, don't you think?
Oh, yes, yes. It's got the gold trim on it. It's very nice.
I'll be very careful with it. I'll put it back in the...
Don't throw it.
No.
Especially at Jim Monk.
I will throw it, put it back in the padded envelope. Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks, Mike. Good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, all right.
Glad to be back. Thanks, Jurgi. See you around. Paul Jurgens, KFGO News Director on the Mike McFeely Show.